Seniority plays a role in selecting committee leadership, but that's not the only factor considered in the selection process. Combest Sell & Associates managing partner and ag lobbyist Tom Sell says the process also varies by party in chamber.
Democrats do it a little bit differently than the Republicans do it. Democrats have traditionally been very beholden to seniority, matters of seniority. Republicans have actually, they still base everything on a seniority system, but there are a lot of other factors that come into play, and they certainly have more precedent of going down below whoever just would be the ranking most senior member and trying to pick the most effective.
Here's a few senior Democrats being considered to lead the House Agriculture Committee.
Looks like presumably that's going to be David Scott, a longtime member from Georgia. Then, of course, behind him, you do have some others. Costa out of California, Phil Vela from South Texas, Marsha Fudge, and Jim McGovern are the other kind of senior members. But it looks like David Scott is presumably in line to be the next chairman of the House Ag Committee.
Sell says there's also a race between three senior Republicans to serve as the ranking member.
G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, but then also Rick Crawford from Arkansas, and Austin Scott, Georgia, the other Scott. They're not brothers.
Steering committees in both parties will recommend a candidate, and those candidates would need to be elected to the position in the caucus before anything is final. Democrats will return to Washington, D.C. next week to begin those discussions, and Republicans will follow. The current House Ag Committee leadership will be asked their recommendations.
They're not getting to a crown or anoint the next chairman, but certainly their opinions are going to be given great weight by the caucuses.
Northern Plains farmers are somewhat concerned about who will fill the leadership shoes and what that means for the upcoming farm bill. Sell says there is good reason to be nervous, but also to keep the faith that the leaders selected will represent all of agriculture. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.